Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today, as today's guest is someone whose life story reminds us that where you begin does not determine where you're headed or who you can impact along the way. He was born in Ukraine, spent his early childhood in orphanages, and came to the United States with challenges most of us can't imagine. Today, he's a PGA professional, one of the top adaptive golfers in the country, and the founder of a mission that's opening doors for kids with adaptive needs through the game of golf. Now, you may have recently seen his story shared on Bob Sykes Barbecue. As I follow Bob Sykes, they're a former sponsor of The Mark White Show, and that post caught my attention, and I knew we needed to have this conversation. Joining me right now on the phone is Alex Foray with Single Hand Golf. Alex, welcome to The Mark White Show.
Mark, thank you so much for having me. It's a true honor and privilege.
Absolutely. Same here for me, Alex. And I want to start at the beginning. You were born in Ukraine and you spent your first 7 years in orphanages. What do you remember most from that time in your life, Alex?
Yeah, I think it's definitely the struggle and the fight to survive and to keep my head above the water for sure.
You were born with one arm and a cleft lip and palate, and doctors later connected that to radiation exposure near Chernobyl. When you hear that now as an adult, how does it shape your perspective on your life?
Yeah, extreme privilege to be alive. Most people get their cleft lips and palates repaired by the time before they're one. And I had to wait 7 years. And so eating, drinking water, everything was hard. because nothing really, actually got digested. And it's literally only God that has, kept me alive.
And Alex, one of the things that stood out that I heard was that kids with disabilities or other abilities are treated differently where you came from, and really ostracized or mistreated because of, as if you don't matter.
Correct. Yeah. So the Soviet mindset, growing up, the fall of the Soviet Union happened in 92. I was born in 92. And so the caretakers, they still had that mindset that if you had a disability, you were useless to society. And therefore, we didn't need to keep them alive. Another factor that, I can look back and is a reason that I'm alive.
You were adopted and brought to the United States just before your 7th birthday. What was that transition like, going from survival mode to a completely new world here in the United States?
Yeah, I liked America. As soon as I came to America, my parents took me to McDonald's and they took me to Walmart, and two of my favorite places growing up here in America, that's for sure.
Within your first week in America, your adoptive dad put a golf club in your hands. At that point, did golf feel like a game, or did it become something bigger for you over time?
It definitely came bigger over time. I would definitely say that. It was something to do with my dad. I think that was the coolest thing. Growing up, in the orphanage, there were no male role models. It was only females. And so having a male role model, I wanted to do everything that he did. It was definitely pretty special. He took me fishing and golfing and did everything.
And I understand completely, Alex, looking for your place, because in sports, I didn't really have a place until I found that I could kick a football. And when I found that kick a football, I really went to work and I started dedicating hours to kicking that football. Even though I wasn't on a team, I kept practicing and working at it. And so you said that golf didn't click immediately. What changed and what made you realize that the game could become part of your identity?
Yeah, my dad wanted me to play multiple sports, and I was a kicker in high school as well. Loved kicking a football, whether it was a soccer ball, a football, played tennis, played cross country, did it all, and I really enjoyed that process of working hard and then getting the results. And having a team and working on a team, that was cool. I'm definitely, growing up fighting for survival, it was all about yourself and how, you could stay alive. And so really wasn't a team player until my dad put me on team sports and helped me understand the importance of working as a team and accomplishing goals and victories and defeats as a team. I think really shaped my concepts of sports and life.
And clearly that can make a difference to a young person who's looking for purpose or they're looking for their place. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's something that's been important to you, is to help young people find that identity.
Yeah, I would say so. Sports gave me an outlet to release frustrations and work through things that life has thrown at me. And, middle school and high school wasn't the easiest. I would definitely say there's always some bullying going on. But as a team, you're together. And so I had my teammates to support me and to back me up. And I think that's one of the big goals of single hand golf, and to give kids with disabilities the space in the room to really understand what golf can bring to them and what owning a skill and mastering a skill can one day lead to. It really wasn't until I was in college that I really got involved in golf hard, and I loved it. I love being good at it. I love practicing and getting better, and competitions. I do a lot of adaptive competitions as well. And, it's fun to work hard for something and to accomplish goals that you set.
Golf is a difficult sport for anyone, even with two arms. What were the biggest physical and mental hurdles you had to overcome as you progressed in your situation?
Yeah. You know, I think one of the biggest mental would be, you know, I was really good at soccer and tennis, and I wasn't that great at golf. And so I had to work hard at it. Soccer came natural, you know, kicking ball was easy. Football was easy. Golf was not easy at all. And so kind of like tennis as well, you have to own your skill. And, I think, the level of competition, was pretty easy growing up, playing high school and stuff. And then I realized that there's a world of adaptive golf, and it's really cool. And that's, you know, some of my best friends have come from playing in those adaptive competitions.
And I love the adaptive sports. I have a great friend, Chase Woods, that I recently did a show on. I've done multiple shows with Chase with Rocket City Adapted Athletics. And what he has done is taken young people and built a basketball team. And they just had their first tournament in Georgia this past weekend, and I know they celebrated that as being a big milestone for their effort, but adaptive sports are bringing these children, these young people, and giving them something that they can enjoy together. And anybody that does that, including you, Alex, I appreciate your stepping up to the plate as a grown person, as an adult, and saying, you know what, I've been there, I know what it's like, and I want to lift these young people up and give them an opportunity. So my hat's off to you for taking that step, just like Chase Woods has done.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's one of those things where, you know, I saw the impact that golf had on my life, and I want to give, even if these kids and these people don't, you know, become PGA professionals, I definitely want them to have that avenue of possibility.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Alex Foray. I saw him on a Bob Sykes barbecue post, and I decided to reach out. He was standing next to my good friend, Van Sykes, and his father, I believe, was your dad was with you in the picture, correct?
Yes, sir.
And he's a minister?
Yes, sir, he is, in Birmingham.
Excellent. So I saw Van with these guys, and I decided to reach out to Alex, and Alex is on the line with us right now as we're talking about his effort, and we're bringing awareness to single-hand golf. And Alex, if you'll stick with me, we'll do one more segment. We'll close out the show, okay, buddy?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. To do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today, as today's guest was recently featured on Bob Sykes Barbecue. Him and his dad went over to Bob Sykes in Bessemer, had some great barbecue, and I saw the picture. I have a PGA professional right now with me. Single hand golf is the effort, and Alex Foray is on the line. Welcome back to the show, Alex.
Oh, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. It's a true honor.
You've become one of the top one-armed golfers in the country and competed at the highest levels of adaptive golf. At what point did you realize you weren't just participating, but competing?
So back in, I think it was 2014, I competed in my first NOAGA, North American One-Armed Golf Association tournament, and it was actually in Birmingham. They played Roxbridge, and the Robert Trent Jones Trail. They played the Ridge and the Valley course, and it was kind of a home field advantage, but I managed to win that. And that was when against about 40 other one-arm golfers, and that was when I realized, like, oh, I can actually do this, and started competing in those tournaments and winning a couple and coming in second and third. And then I actually competed with a buddy of mine, Chris Diggins. He's a pro out at Birmingham Country Club, and he has CP. And he and I really formed a great bond and relationship, and we've done adaptive clinics for regions tournament and other adaptive clinics in Alabama. And he finished first and I finished in second out of everybody with all disabilities. And that's when I realized, like, oh, I could do something special. And started playing in that, and then qualified for the first three adaptive opens. The USGA holds an adaptive open. The first two were at Pinehurst, and the third one was in Kansas, and so it was really cool, again, competing against a lot of adaptive golfers.
And you passed the PGA Player Ability Test and became a level one PGA instructor. What did that moment mean to you personally, Alex?
Yeah, I think that was huge. I was the only one out of 32 golfers that were all able-bodied. Played from the tips. It was super hot that day. Played 27 holes, and it was really cool to be the only one that broke that barrier, basically, and passed. And for me, it was showing me that I could compete with anybody in this world, and that's what I love about golf. Any given day, you can beat anybody.
In 2024. You became the first PGA professional with a disability hired as a head pro. Now, that's history. Yeah. Did that moment feel heavy, or did it feel like confirmation you were exactly where you were supposed to be?
Yeah, I would say confirmation of where exactly where I was supposed to be. And, you know, it's cool breaking these milestones, but I don't do it for myself. You know, it's hopefully setting up a future where adaptive people or people with disabilities can become head pros and they can be leading in the golf industry. The golf industry is amazing, but it's definitely, how do I say this politically correctly? It's definitely a club, and to be able to break through on the disabled side of that is really, really cool and special.
When people watch you play now, Alex, what do you hope they understand about ability, limits, and expectations?
Yeah, I want them to understand that it's not easy. It takes a lot of hard work, and that you can do anything that you set your mind to, and with practice and becoming a master at your craft, that you can accomplish anything.
You founded Single Hand Golf to introduce kids with adaptive needs to the game. What gap did you see that made you say this needs to exist?
There was a lot of clinics, adaptive clinics for adults, for wounded veterans, which are all amazing. It's truly amazing. There was definitely a giant gap for kids with disabilities. I think if I had grown up with a clinic, like a specialized adaptive clinic for myself, I would have gotten into golf and probably stayed in golf earlier, and be able to experience life and go through things that are similar, the hardships, you know, tying shoes with one hand. How do I do this? You know, how do I do that? Certain things are hard with one hand, and it would have been a little bit easier if I had friends that have similar disabilities. I wanted to create a space where kids can share the same emotions and hardships, but also foster a level of competition. And that's what we do at Single Hand Golf. And, you know, I've got two one-handed golfers right now that I work with, and being able to harvest that ability to have competition and victory and defeat, and how do we handle defeat, and how do we handle victory and show sportsmanship throughout both.
When a child with adaptive needs shows up unsure of themselves, what's the first thing you try to give them before you ever talk about swing mechanics, those other things? I think about it like an onion, because there's layers to these young people with the challenges that they have.
Yeah, the biggest goal is to have fun. And I always say, if you're not having fun, tell me, and I'll make sure that you do. Because that's what golf is about. If you're not having fun on a golf course, then don't be there. And so put a smile on my face, and the first thing I want them to see is what is possible. My goal is to teach them, hey, like, you're able to do this, and this is why it's so much fun. And that happens normally within the first 10 minutes of the clinic. You know, if they hit one good shot, then I want them to chase that feeling.
And Alex, you've worked with kids, families, and communities. Is there one moment or one child that really confirmed this mission for you?
I wouldn't say one. I would say I've been able to do clinics around the world, Vietnam, Japan. We've gone to Ireland. And so we're able to be worldwide as well. So I wouldn't say that there was one specific moment. All the kids are special. I'll share a story I think is really cool. My first one-armed kid was in Knoxville a couple of years back, and I hadn't talked to him. I had moved away from Knoxville, Tennessee, and I went and played in a tournament, South Carolina Adaptive, here about 3 months ago, and I saw him, His name's Mac, and I saw him, and he was playing golf, and he was competing, and I love the fact that, you know, a couple of lessons with single hand golf, and he was able to stick through, and now, yeah, we're competing against each other, and I think that's really, really cool.
And thinking about your roots going back to Ukraine, your work also extends back there, helping orphans and families affected by war. How personal is that work for you, Alex? I'm sure it is.
Yeah, very, very personal. You know, I can't imagine being an orphan and having, you know, rockets launch at your orphanage and not having family and becoming orphans because of the war. That is completely unnecessary. And I can only imagine being an orphan trying to fight for food, and now you're trying to dodge bullets and try not to get kidnapped by the Russians. And so our mission was to get the orphans out. And we got, with the help of Hope Now, we've gotten about 4,000 orphans out. We raised over $130,000, bought bulletproof vans to help the safety of the kids and the removal throughout Europe. So, you know, the goal is to for them to get adopted in their countries that they're in right now, because we know that most likely when they have to come back, there won't be an orphanage to come back to.
And Alex, you talk a lot about awareness. What do you feel is the biggest misconception people have about adaptive sports or adaptive athletes?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where, you know, you step on the first tee and people are watching and the people behind you are like, oh, this is going to be like a slow round of golf. And that's not the case. We're, you know, there's some really good adaptive golfers out there in the world. And, you know, I'm pushing a couple of friends and I'm like, yeah, you play on the Korn Ferry Tour. You can play on the PGA Tour. You're that good. And so my goal is to play in a PGA championship one day, to qualify for that, to break that barrier, I think would be amazing. And it'd be huge for the game of adaptive golf.
Alex Foray, I want to thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today. I want you to share about single hand golf and how people can connect with you. And I also want to mention Bob Sykes Barbecue for sharing that picture and bringing awareness to your efforts. So if you'll share all about that, how people can connect, that'd be great.
Yeah. Shout out to Van. I love Van. Played golf with him many around, and obviously a great restaurant. I love barbecue. That's one of my favorite things.
Same here.
Whenever I'm in Birmingham, I always stop by Bob Sykes. And if people want to help and donate, they can go to singlehandgolf.com. And there's links for information, how they can help and how they can donate. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Alex Foray, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, buddy.
Mark, thank you so much. I can't wait to grab some barbecue and play some golf.
Let's do it. Today's conversation with Alex Foray reminds us that difference making doesn't come from perfection. It comes from perseverance, purpose, and choosing to lift others with whatever platform you're given. From an orphanage in Ukraine to PGA milestones and a mission that's changing lives, Alex is proof that challenges don't define us. What we do with them does. If you'd like to learn more about single-hand golf or find ways to support kids with adaptive needs, you can visit singlehandgolf.com. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Talking about a hero, special kind of
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.